I'm out here in the wilds of Spokane, the Inland Empire, where folks happily hang Fuck Biden's flags in their front yards for their church-going grandmas to read along with us cannibal Democrats. We're visiting old friends from the radical 70s, who we've stayed close to for going on half a century. Politics were wild then, and politics are wild now. America, love it or leave it. None of us, of course, went anywhere. But time, they say, stands still for no man. We've lost a few wars, supposedly won a couple, put satellites on Mars and flown helicopters there, sent probes beyond our own solar system, and probably have QAnon believers waiting for the replies. China has become a capitalist country, and Russia a quasi-criminal state. Refugees and immigrants are fleeing natural disasters. Wars and gangs are shifting entire countries to the right toward nationalism and isolationism. Meanwhile, science marches on, despite the fact that half of us think like superstitious 15th century peasants. The folks we're visiting drive an electric car. They have a lawnmower that's battery-powered, too. Half their tools now are the rechargeable kind. The Mrs. has a hybrid car, and I have a new batteried chainsaw. What's the world coming to, you ask? Is this part of the deep state's nefarious plan? Is Bill Gates behind this? Or George Soros? When I was back in Wisconsin a month ago, I noticed a Tesla charging station. In the middle of nowhere, some small rural town where I would bet a Bitcoin nobody owns a Tesla. Maybe it's for a battery-run tractor. Or maybe they just see the future coming up fast on that blacktop leading into town. Yesterday's paper had an article about the good folks east of the Cascades fighting to keep some wheat farmer from turning his fields into acres of solar arrays. Same thing with those wind turbines marching across the hills. And it was no doubt the same when Bonneville erected transmission towers from Grand Coulee to Seattle. Just a conspiracy to ruin the rural ambiance in order to power the left-wing cities over the mountains. I suppose the Native Americans thought the same thing when barbed wire crisscrossed the buffalo grounds. And I might think that too. At least until I'm stranded in Dogfart, Dakota, looking for a charging station, muttering to myself that I should have bought a cell phone now that microwave towers are ubiquitous. As my old man says about every conversation, it's always something.